John, I'm going to look in John chapter 8. You got a Bible with you? Look with me there. John chapter 8. It's a good text here. Holy Ghost will have to help me to say things that I need to say. I'll skip around a little bit in the chapter. It's all dealing with Jesus Christ and the Jews. And the more I read this scripture, the gospels of the grace of God here, thank God I met Jesus Christ. Amen. Come. Thank God is the truth. I bless the Lord for that. Thank God for what Brother Robert said this morning in Sunday school. I appreciate that. I'm glad he addressed eternal life. Thank God right there. The Bible said, I want to look at verse number 21. And Jesus then said, Jesus again unto them, he's talking to the Jews now. He said, I go my way and ye shall seek me and ye shall die in your sins. And where I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, you are from beneath. I'm from above. You are of this world, and I'm not of this world. I said, therefore unto you, you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. And then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. Amen. What an answer. Amen. That's who I said. I am who I said I was. I ain't changed my message not once. I am him, thank God. That's right. And he goes on to deal with this thing here. In verse 26, I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And notice verse 27. Here's a key verse. They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. They understood not. Remember that. I want to look in verse 31. And Jesus, he spake words in verse 30. Verse 30 spake the words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus, those Jews, here again, which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. Indeed, why did Jesus say that? Why did he come right there? And they said, these men believe, but he said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. Notice this here in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him. Here's an answer to that, what he said. He said to them, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed. This is their answer to what he said about the truth. We be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? Again, no understanding whatsoever. No understanding. Listen, you'll find after I read these texts and try to preach this morning that truth is given. It's given. It's got to be understood. If you don't understand it, you'll not know it. You've got to understand it. The Bible said when Philip went to the eunuch, he said, do you understand what you read? Philip went to the eunuch. He said, how can I accept some man guide me? I need somebody to guide me in what I'm reading here. Notice verse number 34, Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. The servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. And verse 36, if the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. That's a different word right there. That word free indeed is a different word from what he said in John 8:32. This is going further in freedom. This is going further in the freedom of God in Christ. Amen. Listen, everything we have is in Christ. Everything is. Amen. It's not my life, it's his life. That's why he said if you lose your life, you'll find it. You've got to find it in him, but you got to lose life to find it. Amen. If you save your life, then you'll lose it. You won't have nothing. You got to find this thing this morning that your life is in him. It's got to be. Amen. If you don't have life, as the brother taught on, except it be in the Son. He come to give life. He's the giver of life. Amen. He said, as a verse he read this morning, I underlined in this thing, and he said this, as a living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father. Notice what he said here. Now get this. I want you to get this and quit trying to live for God in your flesh. You can't do it. There's nothing you can do to please God but through Jesus. He's already pleased him. You can listen. Amen. Brother, I could say a lot of things. Amen. But people wouldn't understand, because here's the thing. Amen. We're in him. That's where life is. You can't have no, you can't produce nothing that'll please him unless it be by faith that he gives you to believe. Notice here. Listen what he said. As the living Father sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me. Eateth me. He's talking about the bread there, the bread of life. He's talking about he that partakes or eats of me. Amen. Comes in with me. There's a lot involved in that. Thank God. Notice this. Even he shall live by me. Amen. You can't live no other way. Amen. It's got to be by him. That's the only way, brother. It's just this thing today that there's so many writings. I've been reading a book, and this man has to be a Jew. And he's bringing all this Old Testament scripture in a New Testament economy, trying to say that you've got to do this and got to do that. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. Jesus already done it all. He done everything. There's nothing you got to do. You can't do it. That's why he sent his son to do it. If you done it, you wouldn't make it right. It's got to be him, thank God. It can't be no other way. This thing of, he said to them Jews, amen, he said this. I'm reading the scripture. He said here, he said to them, you are from beneath. Amen. In fact, your religion's from beneath, because this man is, and listen, the ultimate foundation of false religion is coming from the devil. Amen. Listen, every man that ever come up with a false religion, it came from Satan. It had to be. It's false doctrine. And false doctrine comes from a falseness. And the falseness is a lie, friend. And when it comes down, if you say this is false doctrine, then it comes from a lie. It's an established lie. Amen. They don't tell you that. They built everything around their religion, their rules, everything else. You can't obtain it. You can't do enough to obtain it. You cannot attend an assembly enough, amen, to obtain it. You can't read your Bible enough to obtain it. It's attained by faith. The Bible said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That word find means he obtained it. God gave him grace. It's obtained. It's not something. Listen, he said, I obtained mercy. That's what he said. For this cause, I obtained mercy. That mercy came to me. I couldn't get to mercy, but mercy came to me when he sung this morning. I plead guilty before you. Amen. Listen, thank God, that's when mercy stepped in. Amen. That's when he comes in when you see your guilty. He ain't going to come in when you don't see you're guilty. Amen. When you go to the court of law, amen, I remember Brother Mitchell saying, amen, he went to the law, he had got a speeding ticket. And he said, when I went there, I said guilty, but plead for mercy. And the judge said, granted, amen. And he left, thank God. But it was all in the judge's hand. Amen. Listen, it's in his hand this morning. It ain't in my hand. If it is, I'm going to hell. It ain't in your hand for me, I'm going to hell. Amen. It's in his hand. Amen. It's in the Lord's hand. Mercy's his this morning. He's the only one can give it. Amen. The Lord is merciful. And brother, he knows this morning that I stand in need of his mercy. Amen. That's right. What is mercy? It's withholding judgment. Amen. It's withholding the judgment of God. It's also having passion, compassion or pity upon them that need it. Amen. But not that they ever deserve it. That's just the pity or compassion of God in his son to give it to us. He obtained everything for us. Amen. They was from beneath. They had a Jewish religion. They had a bunch of rules and regulations. And they thought by keeping the law that they could obtain, amen, approval with God. And it can't. They didn't know it, but they was killing themselves. Amen. They was condemning themselves. For the law was not give for the righteous man. It was give for the unrighteous. It was give to prove what you are before God. That the law could not produce one soul to be saved. And what the law, what could not do. God sending his own son in likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. Condemned sin in the flesh. That the law couldn't produce that. The law couldn't bring life. Law couldn't bring salvation. It can't do it, but they thought it could. could. They thought by keeping the law of Moses that they was approved by God. They thought that's because as born Jews they was all right. But that's why Jesus said you got to be born again, Nicodemus. Thank God you're a Pharisee. Amen. And listen, thank God you got to be born again. That's your religion and your rules. And don't matter what your title is, it don't matter what courts you sit on, it don't matter what men think of you, you got to have two births. Amen. That's why, brother, the first birth wasn't enough. Even though it's born into a Jewish, thank God, my friend, lineage, it would not produce nothing but sin, because Adam sinned. Amen. And everything that was done in the Old Testament was pointing to the New Testament Christ. Every sacrifice, every offering, everything in the Old Testament was pointing to the Son of God who would come in this world. Who'd Abraham see when he went to the top? Thank God, he said, we will return. And we're, amen, we're going to worship. We'll come back. He said, we're going to return. He saw the resurrection. He saw that in his own son Isaac, because God had done promised him through Isaac. It wasn't through Ishmael, but it was through Isaac. Amen. And his, amen, his seed shall be called. And thank God, that's why I prayed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because he saw that resurrection and he believed God and accounted for him for righteousness, and he seen that, brother Joe. And that's why I thank God the test. Amen. Listen, when he got on the hill and he was going to take his own son, God stopped him and said, you hadn't withheld from me. No, you have not withheld from me your own son. Amen. That's why the ram was in the thicket. God brought him there. Amen. That he might be the second. Amen. The offering. Amen. On the other hand, amen, from beside his son. That's why we have life. Thank God. Because, brother, I deserve to die. You deserve to die. But he died. Thank God. He took my place. He became me. Amen. That God could be satisfied and punish his own son. Amen. To give me mercy. Thank God. In the face of my sin. Hey, hey, that's the love of God this morning. Amen. They don't understand this right here. You can look at this thing. Listen to me. This is just a flat truth. The flat truth. I say it's right. You'll either get understanding from the Holy Ghost of God who Jesus is, or you'll die lost. There ain't no other way. I can't give you light. I can't give you understanding. Unto God, though, the church ought to have some excitement about knowing him. I don't believe in dead church members. I don't believe God's got dead people in his family. Amen. They've been quickened and made alive. You say, what's the evidence? Thank God they're signs. Amen. Thank God they ain't dead, Brother Todd. They got life within them. Amen. Listen, these people were dead in religion. That's what they had. It did not do that for them. That's why this profession business ain't worth 2 cents. God never tried to get anybody to make a profession. He saved them on purpose. He saved them by the grace of God. He gave them life. Amen. There's no profession. Brother Henson had said something out the other day, and I was reading that thing, and he said, why do we have to come up with all these terms? It's not even the Bible. Why don't we use the word saved? Why don't we use the word born again? Instead of saying this man made a profession. Well, that's about all he got. Amen. That's right, brother. He better have saving faith in him. Amen. He better have the knowledge of God in him. I could not listen. I could not believe. I could not believe, Brother Robert. Why could I? I mean, I wasn't a believer. You wasn't either. I could not. The light had to shine it on me. The light had to reveal Christ to me. It had to be that way. I could not do it. And you can't do it. There's nobody can do that but God himself. For he said, the God of heaven shine light. And God, he commanded a light to shine out of darkness in our hearts. Thank God to know the revelation of Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you, that's who he is. When God shined the light in, thank God, he revealed to you who he was. It's more, my friend, than what most people think, because they never have seen him. Amen. These people had never seen him. They didn't see who he was. They wanted to kill him. Notice what he said here. I've got to read it here. Then said Jesus to those Jews and believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. And why did he say that? Because he knew they wasn't going to.
He said, if you continue my word, then you are my disciples. Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth. What is truth? Jesus said, I'm the truth. He said, thy word is truth. That's the spoken word he spake. Listen, this whole book is truth. It's been inspired by God, but still when we get down to this truth, thank God to what he's talking about the truth that he was and the truth he spake. In other words, what I speak is the truth. What I say is the truth. Amen. Listen, how do you know? People say, how do you know you got the truth? Everybody says they do. I said, because I got the witness of the truth. That's the only thing I got that can bear witness of the truth of God. Amen. Jesus in me, the hope of glory. Thank God he's in you. He's in you. Thank God. This ain't a mental conception. This is not something that comes through the ears and gets in the heart, but it's going to come through the mind. You get your mind messed up and you'll have to believe a lot of lies. Amen. But you better have your mind. Amen. That's just like reading that book. I'm telling you, the more I read it, the madder I got. Amen. And I was reading it to learn something. I mean, I was reading to learn. But the more that man talked about works and obedience to, ain't God, the bunch of laws and all that, ain't God, my heart just locked up. And I said, the Holy Ghost, I didn't, it just pushed it away. It said, this guy here, he's still trying to, listen, you can't be married to one woman. Polygamy is a sin in America. It ain't some places, amen, but it is in America. He said, the first one's going to have to die out before you ever marry the second. That's what Romans 7 said. Why does people still want to marry to the law and marry to grace? You can't do it. You can't marry the law and marry Jesus. The law points you to Christ. Amen. That's what it is. Amen. They still drink it out of the same. They mixed the bottle up. He said, you can't put old wine in new bottles. They'll bust. Amen. Listen. Ain't God trend this bad? He said, the new is better. Amen. The New Testament's better because it's a grace covenant. It's all set up by Christ. Amen. Everything before the world began, ain't God, was a mystery to all them. They desired to look into it, but they could not look into it. Amen. I hope you're getting something out of this. It's got to be revealed to you. You got to drink it. If you don't drink the New Testament Christ, you'll never have nothing. You'll only have a shallow mindset instead of a heartfelt salvation. Amen. That's right. You can't just, God have mercy. Don't get mad at me what I'm about to say. The altar's not salvation. Jesus is the altar. You taught that in Sunday school one time. You said, what does every other place have that the Baptists don't have? And you said, an altar. Why? Because Christ is the altar. And he's already sacrificed himself. There's nothing wrong with praying. Pray anywhere. Pray in your pew. Pray here. It don't matter. But we don't have altar calls because there's no altar. Christ is the altar. You can meet him in that pew back there like you can meet him up here. It don't matter. It's the Holy Ghost. And brother, we've doctored this thing up and preached all this. And I'll preach this somewhere. And they'll say, well, I believe what you said. But I still like the altar calls. And I said, do what you want to. That's fine, whatever you want to do. But Christ is the altar. He's everything. You know, there's nothing else he's got to do. He's everything. Everything's in him, wrapped up in him. And you'll not find no satisfaction, thank God, till you see him. Amen. That's right. They couldn't see him. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. How in the world do you know the truth unless he reveals the truth? He's got to reveal the truth. He's got to turn in your heart, open your blinded eyes, and show you the truth. And you got to experience it in here. It's an experience. It's just, it's like the light coming on in you. It's just the truth. It comes to you. You know it. You know the truth. And the truth makes you free. What is that? Here's what it is. It liberates you. From what? From sin? From past religion? From self? From your works that you trusted in? From your goodness you trusted in? amen, from your genealogy you trusted in. Everything, it frees you from it. People don't want to be free no more. Well, the preacher said I had to read my Bible through this year to be right with God. No, you don't have to read it to go be right with God. You're right with God because of Jesus. I read the scripture because I want to know more about him. I want to fellowship with him. I want to seek him. That's why I read it. Amen. I don't read it to be saved, or be spiritual, because you can't be spiritual by reading the scripture. The Holy Spirit makes you spiritual through the scripture. But just because you read it, it don't mean you're spiritual. I had an old man one time, he come up here. He was a genius of a man. I mean, this man was smart. I was preaching on the street. We used to preach up on the street once in a while. And him and another older man, another man come. He was a college graduate, but he lived in rags, basically. I went to his house one time and talked to him. And he said, how do you know the Bible's true? I said, sir, because of the prophetic message in it. What Isaiah said happened. What that scripture said happens. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something further. That happened in me. And you'll never know it till you see it. If you was blind this morning, thank God you're not physically. I could say, boy, them pews are red. Can you see it? Can you see the red? You'd say, no, I can't, because I can't see. He don't know what red is. That old man, he come and listen to me preach. He thought I was crazy. He said, you up there hollering and carrying on? He said, I've read the Bible all the way through. He said, I've took the Southern Baptist Manual and read it all the way through. And he said, I've read other religions all the way through. And he said, I tell you what, I ain't figured nothing out in any of it. And I said, you can't. And listen, Jesus told him you cannot hear. Why did he say, he that hath an ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. These people were completely blind. They did not know the truth. The truth wasn't never going to make them free because they didn't know it. And they were so in bondage to what they believed in their mind. The devil had blinded their minds because they believed not. And they'll never believe until he opens their understanding. You was a Catholic. I don't know how good a one you was, but you still a Catholic. But you went to church because of Judy. That's right. But see, you as a Catholic, and what that man said didn't register to you. No, it didn't, because you had no understanding until the Holy Ghost started. Boy, I tell you, you can't preach the Bible no more. They call you all kind of names, but the word draw means drag. Read it. That's what Strong's Concordance says. Thank God, what was he doing? He was dragging on him. Amen. He is breaking him down, son. Amen. That's right. That's why submission come. Amen. He hammered to thank God. Amen. He hammered to the heart broke. Amen. Some hearts are harder. Amen. Some hearts are harder and it takes a little more. And even though you're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, I'm good as they are. Amen. I was raised in church. And this man's telling me I'm going to hell and I'm lost without God. He's just a hammering while you disagreeing with him. It don't matter what you think. Amen. He's doing something for you you can't do. He's doing a miracle. Amen. He's giving you life and you ain't even looking for it because you don't know how to look for it. Amen. He opens your understanding and opens your eyes. And that's exactly where these people were. They could not see what he's saying. Amen. Let me ask you a question. I'm going to say this about myself. My parents disciplined me, okay? They said, you're going to listen to me. I still had a lot of stupidity in me, foolishness and craziness. If they had not done it, it would have not been no rains on me. So somebody said, look at what that sinner's doing. What else should he do? Can a sinner be so bad that God don't save him? No. Can you find one that you know in Mark chapter 5 is worse than that man that had 2,000 devils in him, cutting himself, running around naked in a tombstone? Amen. In tombstones upon dead people. Amen. And the Bible said no man can tame him. You ever found anybody like that in your life? But I'm going to tell you what, we was as bad as him. We might not have had 2,000, but we had the devil in us. Amen. Why? Because he blinded our mind. He might not have been possessing us, caused to run around naked, cutting ourselves, amen, drinking or whatever. I mean, we've done some of that too. But the thing of it is, brother, and I'm just saying this, that sin, amen, one sin brings the rest of them sin, because the sin of unbelief, because you don't believe God and you don't trust God. Amen, you live anyway. There's no fear in a man's life. And the worse it is, amen, the more you got to sin. My mama kept me from some things. My daddy's belt did too. But it couldn't deliver me from sin. And it couldn't keep me altogether from sin. If I got away from them, I done what I wanted to. When I was around them, I done what they said or else. Amen. That's what restrained some of that. But I still was wicked in the heart. Amen. The only thing that kept the bird in, thank God, was the man outside the cage. You see what I'm saying? Amen. I didn't realize in bondage, Brother Aaron. I was in bondage the whole time to sin, and I couldn't quit sinning. And somebody said, "Why don't you quit doing that?" I said, "I can't." Amen. I mean, I did some things, but it was only temporary to have a self-reformation, but it never changed nothing on the inside. And these people here was religious people, clean on the outside, but they was as much in bondage as anybody. Notice this here. I'm about through. Verse number 33, and they said, "We Abraham's seed." Listen to what they're speaking natural. They're saying, "We from Abraham." That's a natural thing, the natural seed. See, listen to me. I got that book on the seed I've been reading. That fella's got to be a Jew because he's into all this work stuff. I hope you don't get this wrong, but listen. I'm not trying to find from Adam or from Abraham everybody that the seed was in. That wasn't the purpose of that. The purpose was that the seed of the Messiah is coming through that lineage. Even though Luke's genealogy, I think, goes back to Adam. And Matthew's goes back to Abraham. And the genealogy is rich. It's good. But the fact of it is, I'm not, if that's all we got, that's all we got, because that's an earthly thing. Even though that's the way they see it, it's not to us, because we know Messiah come, or the Lord Jesus come through that seed line. Amen. And become, thank God, sin. He was God in the flesh. Amen. Listen, friend, he was a Jew on his mother's side. His daddy was Joseph as a stepfather. He didn't put the seed in Mary. Amen. But he was still recognized as the fact of, amen, an earthly figure of a father. Amen. But listen, thank God, the Holy Ghost was his father. Can you imagine, say, "Who's your father? Well, ain't he the son of Joseph?" That's what they said. He's the carpenter's son. Looking at it natural. You ever think like that? He was a carpenter's son. No, I think, thank God, he's the son of God. Amen. That's what he said. Jacob, he's the son of God. That's who he is. He's the son of God. He's the son of God. He's not just the carpenter's son. Amen. If that's all he is to you, then you ain't got nothing. And they said, "We're Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage to any man. Thou sayest, you shall be made free." Jesus goes about this thing of committing sin. But verse 36 says this. He got, and you know, he said the truth shall make you free. And then he gets in verse 36, and he said, "If the Son therefore shall make you free." Notice this. "Ye shall be free indeed." How much you want to be free this morning? How free do you want to be? Can you be free enough that you wouldn't be concerned about what people thought about you? Free indeed means this. I wrote it down because I didn't want to mess it up. Number one, it means really free. It means this: unrestrained, and not a slave to nothing. You're not a slave to nothing but him. I can say this: unrestrained. He's saying unrestrained and go in pleasure. That don't mean live in pleasure. It means go in pleasure. Boy, I'm as honest as I can with you. I want to be so free, thank God. But there's still some holdbacks. There ain't none of us that don't have a battle with opinions of men. But I'm going to tell you, there ain't but one I read in this Bible didn't have a battle with it. That's Jesus. He didn't care what they thought about him. He's just going to tell the truth, and it was up to them. And when you're free indeed, you are really free. I mean, listen, he said, the truth will make you free. It'll liberate you. But if you really want to be free indeed, it's going to take the Son to get you there. You got to get, listen, this is what he's saying. Free indeed means you'll be free indeed beyond that old stuff you've been taught. You'll be free indeed beyond all these other regulations and traditions and all this stuff that people taught. And I'm going to tell you, honestly, if I can tell you this, if you don't hold some of them in most churches, they don't want you. They'll tell you right fast, we don't want you around here. I thought you was a good preacher. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. If the Son shall make you free, Brother Todd, whose reign are you under? Whose authority are you under? The Son. If the Son make you free, you're free indeed. Amen. You can enjoy the Christian life in freedom.
Yep. Sure.
I'll make apology this morning, but I only knew what I knew. There's been a lot of things I've said down through the years. And I understand it don't hurt, some of it don't hurt, but some of it does is how you say it. Of all the regulations and rules and everything that a man tries to put himself under, and if he's under Christ, he's under the rule. If he's in Christ, he's in the body, and he's under the rule of the one that has him. He's the only one that can live your life, and he's the only one that can make you better. Boy, I've been thinking about that Romans 14 since I preached that thing. He said meat and drink. He said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It ain't about what color shirt you got on. It ain't meat and drink. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know why you can't get no joy? Because you don't believe in him. As you're the whole satisfier of God. Boy, if you had a good day yesterday, say he just blessed you, you'd feel like flying in here and say, glory be to God, hallelujah. Amen. You have a down day, you come in here in this set and look and say, God just ain't with me. Why ain't he? Me and my wife been married a while. But if she has a bad day, don't make me want to go say I need to get another one. Yeah, some people act like they need another salvation just because they had a bad day. It's still working. What's holding it up? Him? What sealed it? The covenant? Can the covenant be broken, Miss Kayla? Can't be broken. So are you in the covenant? Are you in the covenant? Are you in the cut, the blood covenant of Christ?
Sure.
Are you sealed to the day of redemption? Can you have a bad enough day to get out of that?
Nope.
Can you have a good enough day to get out of that?
Nope.
I don't know what to do. Makes me want to run, throw the Bible or something. Why in the world do we live like that though? Why don't we live like we change? If we don't have a good day, everything don't go our way. Why do we live like that? I mean, why do we think this? Well, I've read my Bible today. I know it answered my prayer. Or if you go down the road and somebody pulls out in front of you and you horn cuss them. Well, I can't pray to him now. Really? He know that for you. You know, he know that for the man pulled down of the road. Has he ever answered your prayer because you, hey man, because you lived right? No, he answered your prayer because of his son. Has he ever answered, listen, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help myself. I'm trying to help you. It's not based on you. It's based on his son. He's based on Christ. It's based on the goodness of God. It's based on Jesus. It ain't based on who you are. It's based on who he is and who you are in him. And that's where the victory. They could not see it, Brother Todd. They said they could not see it. They couldn't see he was the Son of God. And by believing in him, thank God, they could have a life. Amen. That's why people answer you if you say, you say, well, I go to the Baptist church. That shows you right there they don't know nothing about Jesus. Shows you right there they don't know nothing about God. Amen. It's all Christ. It ain't in the Baptist church, Brother Joe. That's just a sign out there. I know Baptist people get upset with me, but everything's got a label on it. I understand that. Amen. To find out what it is, if you go to the grocery store, thank God you wouldn't know it was grape jelly, amen, unless you looked good in the jar. Yes, said Welch's grape jelly. But if it didn't have the label on it, would it still be Welch's grape jelly? It ain't gonna change the jelly on the inside. It disidentifies you easier, thank God, when you shop and say, that's it. You know how unobservant I am? I bought saltless ketchup before. I bought organic ketchup the other day. Amen. I didn't even know it was organic. My wife said, I'm as guilty, amen, as anybody of not being, amen, observant. Amen. I bought peanut butter like that before. So it didn't have no salt in it or something. Amen. I come home, put the knife in it, and I threw it away. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I went the other day. I was telling Brother John and Jonathan, amen, I was wanting some peanut butter crackers. So I stopped at Dollar General and went in. All the shelves was empty because nobody don't want to put none on it. Amen. And so they had a bag of white donuts, and I thought, well, I'll get them. Amen. They look good on the outside. I give $2.65 for them. Went back out there to the truck. Amen. Opened the bag up and put one in my mouth. Don't look in the bag. And put one, and then it tastes like, amen, I was chewing on something that was rubber. Amen. And so what I done was I opened the bag up and looked in it, and it was molded. Amen. And so I spit the donut back in the bag, threw the bag in the parking lot. Amen. Say you go in. No, I wasn't in going in. Just give them $2.65. I would have had better sense of it. Amen. That's about the way people are in church. Amen. They don't know what's on the inside. They don't listen to what's on the inside. Amen. It ain't the bag, brother. It's what's on the inside. And that's where the problem is. Thank God they don't know what's on the inside. They go anywhere. Well, grandma ate them donuts. Grandpa ate them donuts. Amen. Thank God. They got to be good since they did. You better check what's inside the bag. Amen. You better look what the Bible says. You better hear the right preaching. And I'm telling you, when you do, thank God the Holy Ghost will bear witness with you. Amen. If you can't see him this morning, thank God, I hope he opens your eyes. They couldn't see him. They go to church services. They quote church services and sit there and holler and carry on and don't have an idea what the truth of God is. Brother, I'm telling you, it better be Jesus Christ and him crucified as the only hope for a man's soul. Thank you for hearing me. Let's stand this morning. Pray for Mr. Larry. He's still in the hospital, ain't you, Miss Linda?